Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. This is Leanne and Garwin Lenander with another short session of some information that probably is very important at this time of the year. Before we start, I'm going to give our phone numbers and we'll give them again at the end. 651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
Leanne, this is the time of the year that we need to make our charitable contributions.
Or gifts
in order to make our taxes good, because we always want to take our deductions if we give something away. So let's talk a little bit about that this morning. And we try to do that every year in December so that people are aware that if you don't do it by the end of the year, you don't get your tax deduction.
That's right. And this is the time of year people also like to give to charities. And so now is the time to think about how you're going to do that. So when you look at charities, you know, we've got the Salvation Army out there. And recently they showed that a check was given to the Salvation Army, and that was a little while ago, and it was on the news, and it was a very nice size check.
Nice round numbers of $500,000. Not bad. Unfortunately, it wasn't for me, though.
And so, whether it's the Salvation Army or your favorite charity, now is a good time to give them some money or give them a check, because then you've actually got a copy of what you've given, and so you can say to the IRS, I actually gave this much money.
Or there are other things that you can do, and that's the thing that we want to talk about, because it's obvious you can always give money.
One of the things is appreciated securities. In other words, if you are holding assets in something like stocks or mutual funds, etc., and you've held them over more than a year, you can deduct it, that current value, for this year.
Now, let's talk about that. That's probably the one that's most confusing to people, is talking about appreciated assets. So let's just take us, for instance, you get a share of stock, or you get 100 shares or 1,000 shares of stock that you bought over the years or were given to you, and the price has gone up. You got them for, let's just say, for make it real simple, $10 a share. And now they're worth $50 a share. And you want to You'd like to get them to your family, but you say, boy, if I do that, somebody's going to have to pay some taxes. We don't need the money to live on, so let's give them away. So if the shares of stock, are not, you bought them for 10 and are now worth 50, Leanne, what is your deduction on the gift?
The deduction will be the 50.
The deduction will be the 50. So you are able to deduct the current price of that share of stock or mutual fund, whatever it happens to be. That's the key to giving away appreciated stocks or mutual funds.
And you have to be sure that you've held them more than one year to get the current value. So when you're going to do it, if you did it at the beginning of the year and then you sold it the middle of the year or at the end of the year, if you haven't held it more than 1 year, you can't take that deduction.
Okay.
But we are going to tell people that if you give appreciated securities to, say, your son or your daughter, and that your cost basis will go with that appreciated stock or that appreciated fund. So when they go ahead and then they sell it, they have to look at your cost basis. However, if you have given it and then you die, there again, that cost basis goes with it. If you give it after you die, then you get the present cost basis. So there's a little
stepped
trick
up basis.
You get the stepped up basis.
But that's not where we're going on gifting. It's really,
no.
It's whatever the value is at the time you give it, That's what you get to deduct.
As long as you've held it more than a year.
Okay.
And that's one way also to teach children and grandchildren about investments by buying a stock, buying a mutual fund, whatever, and teaching them to look at that and to understand how it works. There's a lot of grandparents will go ahead and buy a share or two of Disney and then add to it and add to it. So the kids get excited because then they see it growing and they say, oh, I've been to Disneyland or I've been here or I've been there.
I'm a part owner.
That's right. And it makes them feel good, but it also teaches them something. So keep that in mind when you're going to do that. The next thing is a little bit different. You probably have or have not heard about it, and that's the donor advised fund. In this case, you're looking at setting up a donor advised fund. You can put money in that, and then you can decide where that money is going to which charities, because when the money comes out, it is going to be deductible. And so you're going to find that by putting that money, well, really, when you put the money in there, it's deductible to you. And then when the money comes out, what you see is you can spread it around and you're giving it to charity. And that really makes a difference.
So a donor advised fund is a specific donor to a specific cause.
That's right.
And that's a little different than giving it out just to a charity.
That's right, because the reason they do that is you donate the money, you set it up, and then you go ahead and you separate it out and send it to different charities. And that's one way of having it off of your taxes, too.
So there are different things you can do. Now, one of the things can you take money out of qualified money and donate it land, such as IRA money or 401k money?
Well, we were able to go ahead and say, all right, you've got this money in your IRA and you're going to transfer it directly over. That worked last year. So far, they haven't said it's going to work this year. They may wait till the last minute and say, you can still do it. But if you did that, then there was a deduction involved.
So we don't know.
That's right.
We just have to wait till the IRS comes down. And unfortunately, they may not act until the 27th or 28th of December. Very difficult to do it then.
There's some other things, too, that are a little bit different. For instance, Garwin, life insurance.
Now, life insurance is a favorite of people to give to a charity a charity. But you've got to understand there are a couple different things that you got to take into consideration. Number one, is it term or is it a permanent plan, such as a universal life or whole life? Because if you give a term and you say, I'll pay for that premium for as long as I live, the only thing you can deduct is the premium. So if the premiums are $1,000 a year, you get a $1,000 deduction. The real benefit doesn't come until you die. But at that point, the charity has already got the death benefit, so it doesn't make any difference. Obviously, if there's a cash value in a policy, you can give that away, and you can deduct the cash value of the contract. Now, there's a formula in there, but that let's just say it's the general purpose is the cash value. Again, you don't get the deduction until you die, or you don't get the benefit. They don't get the big benefit until they die. But the whole reason for them to hold on to it is that $100,000 or $300,000 or $500,000 of death benefit is going to go into the charity. So the life insurance is a little more complicated than that, but it does benefit.
And now there's something else that people can look at, and that is the annuity.
You can also give an annuity away. Again, you've got a value of an annuity. Whatever that value is, $50,000, $300,000, $500,000, that is a deduction that you can take off as a charitable contribution. Yes. A lot of people do that because they don't necessarily need the money, and it's growing, and if they start taking money out, they're going to have to pay taxes on at least part of it, maybe all of it. So, yes, you can give that away.
So there's so many different things you can do. You can also just give cash to an individual. So I believe it's $14,000 this year that you can give to each individual. Now, when you go over that amount, then what you have to be careful about is you're dealing with giving too much, And so you have to declare it as far as your exclusion allowance. So,
right. So
give up to $14,000. You could give $14,000. I could give $14,000. You could give to each person. But if you go over it, then you have to let the IRS know that you went over that exclusion.
Because you're using up part of your exclusion amount.
Correct.
When you die. So you can give more. You can give $400,000. But then you probably will be using up your entire exclusion amount.
So do look at what your situation
is. Talk to your CPA.
And do think about now as a time for giving. And there's so many different ways to give. But be aware that people really, really appreciate anything that is given. I know one thing that we see in the building where I have my office right now, there is a big tub and you can put shoes in there, actually shoes that have been used but, you know, are in good shape. Last week they had coats. The week before they had toys. So there's so many different things that you can give away, feel good about yourself, and get deductions for. Some of them you can't get deductions for. But think about where you want to put your money.
There's an ad on the radio that just drives me up the wall about giving your car away. When that song comes on, I have to turn it off. But it's a good ad because it does do things. They give your car to a charity, and they work on the cars, and then they fix them up, and they give them to people that need them.
We actually gave it away, gave one of our cars.
We gave one of our cars away.
To the school.
To a school, yes. And that's the same thing. But that ad just about kills me every time I hear it. So there are a lot of things you can do.
When you do something like that, be sure you get a receipt and the value. We have some property in Montana, and there was a garage on there, and we were going to build on that property. And one of the things that was going to happen was we were going to take that garage off the property. Well, when we were gone, the fellow who was going to do the building actually did give the garage away, but we came back, and we had a deduction. It was a nice deduction.
We had a $14,000 deduction, yes.
And it was approved.
It was a beautiful garage.
And it was a beautiful garage, but the point was he gave it to a school.
Indian school in Kalispell.
And he had it appraised. So don't just give something and not know what you're giving.
There are a lot of things you can do with a little creative thinking. The key is now get it done before the first of the year if you want a credit on your 2015 taxes. That's probably the most important thing. Don't wait till the 28th, 29th of December. Then try to get it done because you won't have it done properly.
And which way you give it, it's up to you. It depends upon your situation, whether it's a small gift or a big gift, whether it's like the FIPS. I got something in the mail about giving to the FIPS right now for a membership. That would have been deductible. It's surprising the different places you can go to have that deduction.
And yes, you do feel good about it. And it's always nice to get that deduction for your income tax also.
Especially when you start January looking back at what you gave away or what you did the past year. So think about it carefully now and plan appropriately.
And look what you've got that somebody else might be able to use. And cash always is king. Everybody wants cash. Cash is always good for...
Except you can't follow that.
No, you can't follow that. That's right. It gets out of your hands. Leanne, we're running out of time. Want to give your phone number?
651-365-5000.
And mine is 651-436-3997. Love to hear from you. You got questions? Give us a call.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of the Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for the Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.